get this job. Servicio. I guess I'm taking the steps. God damn, what is that? The fucking 8-story building? What are we doing here? Oh, fuck. Kobe. Hey, your elevator's busted?
No, it's not out of service. I know y'all like hard work. How you doing?
I do want to say, like, I'm happy for the opportunity and everything, but what is this?
HR is doing this ethnic lunch thing.
Goya pinto beans and taco seasoning.
You guys don't like tacos?
You guys?
Let me such a snowflake.
Okay. Is that Popeyes?
Yeah.
I don't think that's kind of racist.
From Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
Who's HR, by the way? Is that you? I feel like you're HR. I'm getting a lot of like, this is your decision vibes.
You ask a lot of questions. You speak English pretty well.
Yeah, I was born here.
Where's my notes? I don't remember seeing that.
I don't think that was one of the questions.
Okay, Jorge.
You can just say George.
I don't see a G here.
It's not. It is spelled in Spanish. Mm. But you can pronounce George. It's the same.
Mm. Okay, Jorge.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. You guys are hardworking. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm hardworking. There goes that you guys again. But yeah, I am hardworking. I'm motivated. I'm quick learner, fast learner. Mm. You know, that's something that I pride myself in. I like to work as a team. That's also very important for me.
Yeah, yeah. Team, sure. Well, why do you want to work here? Is it get a visa? Because you know we don't offer those.
No. I'm American. That might actually be one of the questions I answered. I wouldn't need a visa because American.
Yeah. So like your parents brought you here from Mexico?
No.
That's your citizenship.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Worst kind of Mexican, huh?
Wow.
So I'm curious, how long have you been a U.S. citizen?
These questions are for the job?
That's why I'm asking them.
Okay, yeah, since birth. I was born here.
Okay.
And Puerto Rico is like U.S. territory too, so.
Well, yes, because we own you guys. So, you're in your territory.
You know what? Cool, yeah.
Yeah. If you had to, could you drive to another location? I'm sure you've all got Hondas and things like that lined up, right?
Well, I do have a Honda. I think that's a coincidence for whatever you're trying to do. Mm. But yeah, I do. I can drive.
Coincidence, sure.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of field work are you used to doing?
Never done field work. Or do you mean like, because this is like a marketing thing, you mean like out in the field? Is that what you mean? Like door to door, knocking, trying to...
You tell me.
No, that's what I've done. What field are you talking about?
I mean, look right in front of you.
The taco seasoning field?
I mean, you don't see beans and corn?
Okay, yeah. That was behind the tacos.
We have an agriculture department here. I'm just trying to make sure that you're not a better fit elsewhere based on you.
Well, I'm going to say that I don't think I'll be a good fit for that. That's not the position I applied for. So I have degrees too. I have a degree in marketing that was in my application.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think we have any use for you here as far as marketing concerned.
That was what the position was for, though.
Yeah, but I mean, after looking at you, I don't think you're a good fit for what we had.
What are you looking to fill that position?
Well, Maria gets off at 7. Maybe you could take over overnight.
Who's Maria?
I think you saw her on your way up here.
The cleaning lady?
Yeah. Oh. Is that what you call him? Not Limpiado or anything like that? Limpiador?
Yeah, that is the word. So congratulations on that one. But no, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for the marketing position.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, George.
Oh, you said it right.
You go out and secure a good contract for us, and I'll make sure that you don't work just the overnight, but I'll also give you weekends.
To work or off?
You're certainly going to be working. We don't take days off. Well, we do. You guys. You're hard workers. It's in your DNA, so.
Yeah, we do work hard.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'll take you up on that challenge. I'm willing to find you a good contractor.
I'm sure you know a ton, so.
No. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm sure you do. I mean, I saw 7 on my way here from Home Depot, so you just call one of your guys. Knock it out, right?
No. No, no, no.
Let's talk about pay.
Yeah, let's. Quickly. What is your budget for this position?
I don't think you're in a position to ask questions like that. I'll let you know what we're willing to offer you.
Okay.
Here, just take a look at that.
It just says 800.
Yeah, 800 an hour.
That's what I got paid?
$800 an hour.
That's a good deal, I think. I'm willing to take that. $800 an hour for...
Well, I mean, what does that convert to in dollars?
Huh?
What does 800 pesos convert to in dollars? Whatever that is. And
is this 800 American dollars you're offering me?
No, no, no. Remember, you're tunnel vision, okay? You're now looking at the agriculture department. Be paying pesos.
You guys pay your agriculture department in pesos?
Or food stamps.
Seems like a lot of other extra steps to make a point.
Yeah.
Do you want this back?
I mean, are you going to get across the border with it? What's your plan here? Yeah, do a good job.
No, 800 pesos. I don't know what that translates into American dollars, but I don't think it's enough.
Well, I think I've seen enough today.
I didn't really get the chance to answer any actual questions about the position.
No, I think you did. I think you did poorly also. But I'm going to recommend you for a promotion. I'm going to recommend you for promotion.
Okay.
And see if we can get you out of the field, maybe in the kitchen. How does that sound?
I don't think it works out. I think I'm going to probably seek employment elsewhere. Can I take these with me?
Yeah, feed your family for sure.
Right. Yeah, I'll take those.
Yeah. I mean, put to good use. I'm sure it's like 17 people could each have a bean and one rice or corn.
What do you mean bean?
You ask a lot of questions for a Mexican.
Oh, Larry, you really enjoyed this ride.
I really got to I had to remind myself, Larry, you're not this person.
No, but you are, though. It's a peek person. Behind the curtain of who Larry actually is.
Yeah, when I was thinking how I wanted to bring this energy, I was like, man, I got to be authentic.
Yeah, you just got to think about all the interviews you've had.
Yeah, I got to be the real Wolf of Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Think like Michael Scott if he was just an asshole.
Without any of the sweetness.
Yeah, none of that shit. Just like remember they did the was it the cultural diversity training? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he did the 7-Eleven shit.
Yeah, yeah,
My god, bro, I was fucking dying.
That was like the second episode too. So shout out to them for really fucking swinging for the fences and seeing what could stick,
bro. And then niggas was trying to go and he wouldn't even let them. He was so wound up. He was like, "You're doing it wrong." Yo, that was some funny shit,
bro. Since I've worked retail for like 13 years, mm-hmm. I've interviewed and been interviewed, obviously. Mm-hmm. There are two interviews that come to mind that I conducted that are my favorite interviews ever. First one, this guy, young kid, was applying for a part-time position, right? He asked two questions the entire interview at the end.
Okay.
Do you have cameras and does everyone get the combination to the safe?
No, he didn't.
I swear to God. And I was like, no. I was like, we didn't have cameras, but I said, yeah, we do have cameras. And no, just the managers, and you're not applying for that position, so you wouldn't get the combination. He was like, all right, I just wanted to ask. You know, I hired him too.
What the fuck?
I thought that shit was hilarious, so I brought him on board.
If he asked those questions in a sequence.
Yeah, yeah. Usually a red flag, right?
George, you're a fucking shot out.
I hired him. Great worker. And he actually ended up being promoted into a manager position where
no.
I was like, now you get the fucking combination. No. But he was good. No. He never stole shit.
Oh, George.
He was a great worker, bro. He did his fucking thing. He got promoted and everything.
You're a fucking shout out. Where is he at now?
He's in New York that I saw. He's like doing modeling or something.
I thought you were going to say like Wall Street. I'm like, he worked his way up to the real cheese.
And then the second interview that comes to mind was this 16-year-old kid at, and he, I guess it was Gen Z is what he would be categorized. And I couldn't believe I was having a conversation with a person, a real person. One of the questions I asked him was, what is a goal you have for yourself and how do you plan on reaching that goal? Larry, my man said, well, I want to be TikTok famous, and the way I plan on being TikTok famous is by doing a lot of dances. I had a video that just blew up last week, 200 views on TikTok. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, 200, you think that shit blew up, bro?
What did you, at the time, were you doing?
Yeah, we were doing this. Okay. So I'm well aware, right? And we have one of our TikToks that has like 150K, and I'm thinking that's good, but it's not amazing.
Right.
This kid had 200 views and was like, I'm gonna fucking blow up on this shit. So I couldn't believe that he did that answer. Then I asked him, like, what does like customer service mean to you? Well, as a Gemini, I'm really good at reading people's auras. And I think that's gonna come in handy because I can really build connections that way. Okay, cool. And then he goes to say, and, you know, treating people the same is very important. Like, do you think Kim Kardashian's teachers knew they were teaching the Kim Kardashian?
Is this a real fucking person?
Yeah, bro. And I'm like, no, they probably didn't. And he goes, no, they didn't. And they probably didn't treat her well, you know? So you don't know who you're talking to. You might be talking to the next Kim Kardashian. I was like, yeah, maybe. And then he had like a tattoo, not a tattoo. His haircut, he had like a star shaped in the back of his hair.
Of course.
And he goes, I have this done every time because I know I'm going to be a star. I said, there's the door. And then he had the audacity to come back 2 months later with his dad and be like, he applied and had an interview and we never heard back. I'm like, no, you didn't. The fucking position has been filled by a person.
A real human being.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
He's a fucking NPC, bro. What? I'm going to be TikTok famous.
I want to be TikTok famous.
And then you could be talking to the next Kim Kardashian. Yep. May I remind you, Gen Z, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself, however you identify as, Kim Kardashian made a sex tape. And that's what made her famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not forget.
It wasn't her pizzazz. The cutter.
Oh, it was her pizzazz.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there. Real clever, Layer Bear.
you kill me with the pet names.
I don't know what you're talking about. And then I think one of the most annoying interviews I've ever been a part of was when I was interviewing a while ago for Best Buy. Mm. Manager position, sure, but not like top dog, right? So I go in there. First, they had me waiting outside for like 20 minutes past the time that they told me I was supposed to be there for the interview. So I'm sitting there like, all right, that's fucked. Then they finally bring me into a room of like 7 fucking people all lined up together, just looking at me. And I'm like, cool, this is the interview we're doing for this position. I need to talk to 7 motherfuckers at the same time. So it was like an hour and change long interview, a lot of back and forth. And
was the position for like 100 grand?
No, dude. I think I believe the pay for that thing was maybe 21, 22 an hour.
And you had to talk to all 7 of these motherfuckers. Like,
and some of them weren't even for that store. They were just there to be like, oh, we you know, want to make sure we hire the right person here. And one of the people had complained. He was like, yeah, you know what? You did very well during the interview. We liked your answers. I like your energy. Seems like you have a lot of experience. But it does, you know, you came in and you didn't say hello to everyone individually. Why is that?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that was
an army. Y'all have a basketball team.
I told him, I was like, well, to be completely transparent with you guys, I wasn't prepared to talk to 7 people at one time. Pretty daunting when you walk through the door and see you guys all lined up. So I wasn't ready to say hello 7 individual times. So I do apologize for that. And then they hit me up like a week and a half later. It was like, we did choose somebody else for that position, but we want to, you know, bring you in to talk about another position.
Was it agriculture?
It was, I think. I think it was their mascot. I was like, no, fuck off. I'm not fucking going back there. The fuck? Do you have any crazy like interview stories?
You know what's funny is I was thinking about it. I really don't. Every time I've ever applied for a job, I just got it immediately. And that's just who I am. I just win. Which is why I was actually spot on for me to play this character today. Because I just... greatness just oozes out of me.
Yeah. Okay.
I was never meant to be like getting interviewed. I don't
know. Well, wouldn't you say that in real... Like, you're in real estate. Aren't you constantly being interviewed?
Yes, if you want to be a smart ass, yes.
Everybody's like, I don't know if I like this one. I'll talk.
Dead ass. It's like constantly speed dating. Mm-hmm. And it's the most disgusting shit ever. I've had people nickel and dime me for everything. They're like, okay, well, the last guy was going to pay for our photos. Will you be willing to do that? Sure. No problem. The last guy was willing to just do it for 4%. Will you be willing? Like, no, like this is not how this fucking works. Yeah. This is a business. You don't go to Ferrari and ask them to give you the car for 50 grand less, motherfucker. You want this or not?
You're the Ferrari.
Yeah, I'm the Ferrari, bitch.
So I was going through Reddit, and everybody loves Reddit, right?
Of course.
And I was just trying to figure out if people have been sharing some kind of like horror stories, interview stories. Mm-hmm. And what actually ended up popping up was like, do other countries beside the USA require you to disclose your race when applying for a job?
That's actually an interesting thing that you brought up. I never thought about that. I assumed that it was standard procedure
everywhere. I don't know what other countries it is, but I know that it's illegal in some other countries for them to put that on the application because it's unnecessary.
But why?
Because they know that even if it's subconscious, it might affect whether or not you're going to bring somebody in.
Yeah.
Right? The credentials could be there, but then also, this one's what? Palestinian? I don't know.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's not even about like racism. Like you said, it's a bias. Like if it's only 2 black people in a company of 100, I promise you, if I get a chance to hire a well-qualified black person, I'm taking them.
So here's the little twist in this story. You were thinking colored person.
I said black.
That's definitely colored. Okay. So this guy shared his story. Is it possible I was rejected for a job because I'm a white male?
Yes. End of story.
Given that I satisfy all the qualifications in the vacancy and the company website mentions we value diversity, means that they practice affirmative action, which means that they openly discriminate against white males. So he goes on to say that the fact that they are a diverse group means that we're not going to hire white people. because we want a more diverse group. So he's saying that that idea in its own is stopping him, a white man, from getting that job.
I never thought about that as being like including diversity as a way of broadcasting that we're hiring people who are not white. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you're a white and you've seen that enough times, you know, like, okay.
Yeah, the fucking script has flipped a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's fuck, I didn't get this job because I'm a white guy.
Oh, I never thought we'd be here having this conversation. That's hilarious.
And here we are. Reddit allowed it to happen.
Reddit. Do you believe that, though? Do you believe, if you see diversity, that they're looking outside of white people?
I don't know if there's a coin there, right? It could be the idea that, yes, that's what's happening. But the other side could also be that they've been sued. They kind of have to throw that shit out there to be like, don't sue us no more because we do this. We're not going to practice it, but we're telling you we're doing this.
That's my experience. Is that they do the DEI training and all that shit because they've had legal trouble with not having certain amount of people in their office. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if I think it's worth suing people. It's probably better to just instill a culture in your business to where people just are accepting and you don't have to get fucking penalized to do the right thing, because then it means you're not really doing the right thing. You're just doing it so you don't lose fucking money.
Yeah, but nobody wants to do the right thing. People have to do the right thing. It's the same reason religion exists.
This is a rabbit hole. Yeah, I mean, something you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, I don't think religious people are good people because they want to be good people. I think they're religious people because they think that if they're not good people, then there's a consequence in the end of that road.
Mm. But there is consequences. There are, rather, consequences for not being a good person, right? Regardless of whether you believe in religion or not. If you kill somebody, you're going to fucking jail.
Okay, well, now we're talking evil. Now we're not talking about good versus bad person. I can have bad intentions or not be a good person. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that I'm going to heaven or to hell based on how I act. A lot of people be like, maybe I should give this homeless guy $1 in the chance that it builds my karma a little more so I can walk through heaven's gate. Like, no, you're not donating for the right reason.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that.
I know.
And some of them aren't just religious. Yeah. Tons of these fucking TikTokers who will go out and do a good deed and put the homeless person on fucking YouTube just for views.
You ever hear about that one bitch that would do that and take the money back when they were done recording?
What?
Yeah, I had seen somebody. She got they definitely found out she was doing that shit and blew her spot up. I don't know where she at now, but she was definitely giving people money, recording it, and then taking the money back when the cameras were off.
No, I never heard no shit like that, but. Back to the race thing. I do recall when I was in Vitamin Shop and my manager at the time was having a conversation with another white fellow about how black people are responsible for police brutality and all these other things that were happening in America at the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that happens if there are multiple black people working in that fucking place. I think she just hired me because she thought, oh, this one is different.
And then he's a well-spoken. I don't know. There's something about this guy.
Yeah. This one's a little different. We'll hire him. But they needed help back then. Mm-hmm. Like, you had people dropping like flies.
Bro, I was a manager there.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck was that about? You were like, what, 19?
Bro, the way I manipulated my way up that fucking ladder, too, is insane.
Where were you, 20? How old were you?
Yeah, I was like 21, 22.
Jesus Christ.
And, bro, I was in motherfuckers' ears.
I was taking,
just quit, bro.
I was taking orders from a child, a toxic child at that. Wow, holy shit.
I'd be telling people, just quit. You don't need this job. I remember some dude told me that his fucking dad was sick in New York and he should really just go, but he needs the money. I'm like, what is money if your dad's sick? You really need to go back to New York. And he was like, should I? I don't know, dude. I'm like, you don't know how much time you have left. Like, you need to, like, do it today. Just fucking quit today. Go to New York. Just be with your family. And he's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to fucking do it. I don't want to text her, though. I was like, don't. I'll text her when we leave here that you're done. He goes, all right, cool. He was the ASM at the time. So we left, locked up. And I texted her. I was like, oh, so-and-so quit tonight. She goes, what? Yeah, I don't know. It came out of the blue. We locked the door. He gave me his key and said that he was done. I didn't really get a chance to ask questions. He just walked away. So that's where it is. And then next day, wow. You know, they were like, I don't know. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, if you guys need the position filled, like, I'm more than happy to be trained and to be stepped into that position. And they gave it to me.
Wow. Wow. What a fucking piece of shit.
Wow.
It's all about working to the top. You know what I mean?
Wow. You know what, though? If he was fucking willing to be swayed by 20-something-year-old fucking doofus, he deserved everything he got. That's on him.
Yeah.
But you were a crafty motherfucker to be able to pull that off. For sure. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of crazy.
Damn, George. I'm, you know what? The scary part is I'm a little proud of you. You gotta do what you gotta do.
We're friends.
Hey, listen. Like my wife always say, the game is the game.
Don't hate the player. Game is game.
The game is the game, man.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Look, I hope you guys enjoyed the skit there. Larry really played his role better than I thought he would. It was something about him just being racist to Hispanic that I know really, really got him excited. He was texting me all day. Can't wait to record later.
Yeah,
got the sure props ready. And I'm like, props. And next thing I know, he shows up with fucking Goya beans, corn, and taco seasoning. That wasn't part of the idea.
Oh. Did you ever find that sombrero you was looking for?
Huh?
Yeah. Now
catch you guys next week. Make sure you like and subscribe. See you next Thursday.
Peace. Oh.